Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim, Klal Samach Aleph, Simen Yud. Now Chayyodim now moves on to an interesting case. The smell of fresh bread. The person walks into the house and they just baked fresh bread, fresh challah, and it has a very, very delicious smell, and he really enjoys the smell. So besides the flavor of it, obviously, the person enjoys the smell. Does the person make a bracha on that smell? So obviously, if the person will pick up the bread to eat, we said before that the primary function is achila. There's no need to make a bracha on the smell. A person picked it up for both purposes. A person walks into the house and smells the bread. So what's the luck in that case? It says, so a person smells the bread. The bread is function is for achila. So it's sitting there waiting to be consumed. So it's not oimed for reyach, and therefore there's no bracha on it. Let's say a person picked up the pas explicitly for the purpose of smelling it. So again, according to Mishnah Berurah, that case is a different type of case. It's not this case that we're dealing with over here, where it's just sitting on the table after it was baked, but rather it was you're picking up specifically for the purpose of smelling it. So theoretically, in that situation, according to Mishnah Berurah, we would argue that it is armored for reyach, and a person should make a bracha on it. However, there's no Gemara which says anywhere that you make a bracha on smelling pas. So the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion that you don't make a bracha on pas at all. It's not a reyach chashuv. It's where the varach alav. So the Ramah says that because of this machloikis, a person should avoid picking it up for the purpose of smelling it. So person walk in, the wife just baked fresh challah, he picks up a challah and goes, geshmak, and he smells it. So that would be inappropriate to do, because since at that moment you're picking up just for reyach, so the argument that it's for achila purposes is not relevant anymore. So you maybe should make chayv and a bracha. However, there's an opinion you don't make a bracha on pas. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says a person should avoid that situation. A person should avoid smelling the esrog at the time of the mitzvah, because according to some opinions, when one does make a bracha, so you know by smelling it without a bracha, you're getting involved in a suffix, not being the henna without a bracha. So really, the proper thing to do is not to do that. It seems to have been not an uncommon thing in the older generation that people were not so knowledgeable in halacha. Part of the tilas esrog is you would do the mitzvah, and afterwards you would take the esrog and smell it. So that's exactly what we're suggesting over here, that a person really should avoid doing that. Again, if a person wants to pick it up later in the day, you have Mishnah Berurah to rely on that you can make a bracha. The Chayyadim would hold you should avoid that case, even that case. But B'shas, a person picked up the esrog for the purpose of the mitzvah, the person should not then go and smell it as well. Okay, now the Chayyadim is continuing on this idea that a person only makes a bracha on smell and things which are armored for reyach. So where's another example of this issue? They would put b'samim, which their purpose wasn't that you should enjoy the smell. The purpose was that they were used to sanitize a smell. So that's not called, the purpose is for the pleasure of the smell. And it's to remove the zuhama, the bad smells which are there. So that, Chazal said, that's not called armor l'reyach. So b'samim shel beis hakisei or lahar azuma, chen mugmer shel megabrin beis hakelim, they would sometimes burn a type of incense underneath a person's clothing, and the clothes when it would start to burn, it would let out a smell, and that smell would be absorbed into the clothing, and the clothing would smell nice. So when the, even though there's a nice smell wafting in the room from the mugmer, but the purpose of the mugmer wasn't to create that smell, it was to put a smell into the baggid. That's its primary function, so it's not omer l'reich, and you do not make a bracha on it. It's made for a smell, it's made to put the smell in the baggid, but not that you should enjoy the smell of the mugmer itself. Now later on, when you if you would smell the baggid, it's a reich shein l'weiker, you're not making a bracha on that either. Chayyim gives another case at the end of the siman, and we will leave that for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.